In its latest update, the ministry says no new cases were recorded here on Wednesday, and the number of active cases recorded currently stands at one. One unvaccinated person is currently hospitalized with COVID-19. 9,448 cases of COVID-19 and 9,331 recoveries have been reported in St. Vincent and the Grenadines to date. 116 people have died from the virus, and 72,823 COVID-19 vaccines have so far been administered locally. 37,268 persons have received their first dose. 31,385 have received their second dose, and 4,170 persons have received boosters. Regionally, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the Bahamas since the outbreak now stands at 37,267. And the total number of deaths in Trinidad and Tobago since the onset of the pandemic is 4,195. Internationally, a U.S. study of 7,000 people say young adults have become more shy, moody, and lazier than they were before the COVID-19 pandemic. The study found that the pandemic changed people's personalities, and many became less extrovert, less open, less agreeable, and less conscientious this year and last year compared with before the pandemic. Meanwhile, an immunologist has warned that the new COVID-19 strain could be causing different symptoms, including one that emerges during the night. Omicron BA5 is a highly contagious subvariant that prompted concern earlier this summer as it contributed to a fresh wave of infections across the globe, including the UK. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.